Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray you had a great night and a good morning, and I pray that you'll have a great day today, and that you'll get to share the word of Almighty God with someone else this day. And may He walk with you to fulfill whatever He has for you to do this day. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this Bible study over, Heavenly Father, to make it according to your will and your way, and that the words that are spoken, Father, are yours and not mine. Now, Father, open our hearts and minds to be receptive unto this word so that we can grow straighter and stronger with each and every word, Father. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in, as I said, in Joshua chapter 22. This chapter's got 30-some verses in it, but it's got a lot of good-sized verses. So, don't really exactly know how far we're going to get, but we'll find out what the good Lord has for us. All right. Here in chapter 22, verse 1, then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe Manasseh, and said unto them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. Now the Lord your God has given rest unto your brethren, as he promised them. Therefore, now return ye and get you unto your tents and unto the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of Jordan, by sending them in to the land now that has been given to them, because they have been doing something else. Now, verse 5. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandment and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. And that's a verse right there that has carried on through to your and my day, because we are told that same thing in several places in the New Testament. Now, verse 6. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went unto their tents. In other words, they're going home now. Verse 7. Now to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan, but unto the other half thereof gave Joshua among their brethren on this side of Jordan westward. And when Joshua sent them away also unto their tents, then he blessed them. Now, verse 8. And he spake unto them, saying, return with much riches unto your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver and with gold, and with brass and with iron, and with very much raiment. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brother. So now we know what they've been up to. They've had to take land. As they didn't know, though, they are to divide with the rest of their brother. 9. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go unto the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed, according to the word of the Lord, by the hand of Moses. See, we're still dealing with those that Moses had dealt with, as God had him dealing before Moses went into the mountain, and there's where he died. And Joshua had took over. But we're still dealing here with things that God had both of them to do. Now, 10. And when they had came unto the borders of Jordan that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to see to. And the children of Israel heard say, behold, the children of Reuben the children of Gad, the half tribe of Manasseh, had built an altar over against the land of Canaan in the borders of Jordan at the passage of the children of Israel. Word of this altar building kind of got around, hadn't it? Now, and when the children, here in 12, when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. And the children of Israel sent unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half tribe of Manasseh, and to the land of Gilead, Manasseh, the son of Eleazar, priest, and with him 10 princes of each chief house, a prince throughout all the tribes of Israel, and each one was a head of the house of their fathers among the thousands of Israel. And they came unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half tribe of Manasseh, and to the land of Gilead, and they spake with them, saying, 16, thus saith the whole congregation of the Lord, what trespass is this that you have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, in that you have built you an altar, that you might rebel this day against the Lord? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, for which we are not cleansed until this day? Although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord. 18. But that ye must turn away this day from following the Lord, and it will be, seeing ye rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be wroth, the whole congregation of Israel. Now, they haven't said why yet, but it was wrong for them to build this altar there. 19. Notwithstanding, if the land of your possession be unclean, then pass ye over unto the land of the possession of the Lord, wherein the Lord's tabernacle dwelleth, and taketh possession among us, but rebel not against the Lord, nor rebel against us, in building you an altar beside the altar of the Lord our God. Now we know. You see, they've told us here. Because we know with these that God himself placed for the altar and their meeting place to be. And they had built this altar somewhere else. And that's what made it wrong for them. Because you see, they are all to go to that same place and to that same altar. Now, it didn't matter how far in those days and all it was, they was to travel to go there so many times a year. Now, Did not Acham, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the accursed thing? And wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel, and that man perished not alone in his iniquity. A lot of times, you see, they could be just one or two do something that was wrong, but yet they were all punished for it. Because they are to watch out after each other. Now, 21. Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh answered and said unto the heads of the thousands of Israel. 22. Here's what they told. The Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knoweth, and Israel, he shall know, if it be in rebellion or if in transgression against the Lord, save us not this day. 23. That we have built us an altar to turn from following the Lord, or if to offer thereon burnt offerings or meat offerings, or if to offer peace offerings thereon, let the Lord himself require it. You see, we've got two different mindsets here. Now, 24. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, in time to come, your children might speak unto our children, saying, what have ye to do with the Lord God of Israel? 25. For the Lord has made Jordan a border between us and you. Ye children of Reuben and children of Gad, you have no part in the Lord. So shall your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord. You see, they're accusing each other right now. 26. Therefore we said, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you, and our generation after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifice and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, you have no part in the Lord. You see, they're not getting along, and it's mainly because of that border that is between them, which is Jordan. Some are on one side of it, and some are on the other side. And they, right now, are kind of letting that cause dissension between them. Therefore said we, that it shall be, when they should so say to us or to our generation in time to come, that we may say again, behold, the pattern of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifice, but it is a witness between us and you. God forbid, 29, God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn this day and following the Lord to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings, or for sacrifices before the altar of the Lord our God that is before his tabernacle. And when Manasseh, the priests and the princes of the congregation and heads of the thousands of Israel, which were with him, heard the word that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spake, it pleased them. Now, 31. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us, because you have not committed this trespass against the Lord. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. This accusation now is they have delivered the children of Israel out of God's hands, out of the hand of the Lord. 32. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, and the princes returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad out of the land of Gilead unto the land of Canaan to the children of Israel and brought them word again. 33. And the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God, and did not intend to go up against them in battle to destroy the land wherein the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. The last verse of chapter 22. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed, for it shall be a witness between us that the Lord is God. They finally came to an agreement about it. Now, we're going to be going in here to chapter 23. And no doubt we'll get through that. But we will be finishing with the book of Joshua today, God willing. Now, here in 23, verse 1. And it came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. Right here it doesn't tell us how. Verse 2. And Joshua called for all Israel and for their elders and for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done unto all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that has fought for you. In other words, he's been the one that has done this. Now, behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for you, for your tribes. From Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, back, he shall expel them from before you and drive them from out of your sight. And you shall possess their land as the Lord your God has promised unto you. He's letting them know that all that God has promised, he's going to do. Yet still, you see, this has been going on now for a long time. We know that their traveling off has been over a period of 40 years. And now, even though they are at the place of the land, there's still time that has to go on before they actually get that land. Because God is going to be taking care of things and getting them out of it. Now, verse 6. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. In other words, just don't turn away. You've got to keep going straight. Now, 7. That you come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the names of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as you have done unto this day. He's warning them because these places where they are going, that God is giving them the land, the people that are there are idol worshipers. They're not to even mention the name of those idols. Now, 9. For the Lord has driven out from before you great nations and strong. They're great nations and they're strong. But as for you, no man has been able to stand before you unto this day. And they know this because God has been taking land and all as they go. Now, and there is a lot of cities and things that has to be taken. Now, verse 11. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. 12. Else if you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you. In other words, letting them know, no, you don't mix marriage with them or nothing. It goes on here in 13. Know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you. You have anything to do with them at all, and you want to mix with them and marry them, then God will not drive them out. He goes on to tell them, How will he not only drive them out before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from all this good land which the Lord your God has given you. You want to break these things that God is telling you not to do. And that's what's going to happen. Now, 14. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your soul, that not one thing is failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. Not one thing has not come true about what God had promised and so forth. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof. Not one thing. It has all happened just as God told. And you know, that helps you and I to know and to understand as we study the Word of God that the promises He's made to you and I, He will keep just as He kept His promise with them. Think about that. And He's made a lot of promises to you and I in His Word, in this New Testament, in this church age. And He will keep it all. Verse 15. Therefore it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so shall the Lord bring upon you all evil things until He have destroyed you from all of this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Now you go to messing with these people. You go to intermarrying and all with them, and get mixed up with their gods and things, then He's going to destroy you off of this land. He'll take it away from you. 16. When you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which He commanded you, and have gone and served other gods, and bowed yourselves to them, then shall the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off of the good land which He has given unto you. Now, if He was willing to do that to them, what do you think He is willing to do to us today? And we're beginning to see some of the things that He has allowed to happen to us. Look at what has happened to our land, this land that we are living in. They have taken the Lord Jesus out of every place He was in. Publicly, they don't want no prayer said and ended in His name. No. That won't happen. Let you know, you cannot use it. They took his name from our chaplains in the military. We have troops in the field and in foreign countries. And their chaplains are not to use the name of Jesus. That lets you and I know how much of the Word of God is being cut out for our soldiers. You know, we don't stop to think about these things today. And that's why they have gained as much ground as they have gained and done it so quickly. We sat back, we said nothing. There was time that most of our churches would tell you, stay out of politics. We're not having nothing to do with politics. That's not Bible. And we are told exactly what will happen when evil rules and what will happen when those that are righteous rule. And we need to be praying right now for the righteous to go into our office and our leadership, in our government and in our churches. Godly men in these positions of leadership. And things will change. And if that doesn't happen, we will lose our country. We'll lose our land. Think about these things. Pray about them. God will talk to you about them. He'll let you know what is happening. And he'll let you know why. Now we have covered chapter 22 and 23. So we're going to be stopping there. And this evening, we'll finish with the book of Joshua. We've only got one more chapter left of it. But I hope that you got something out of it, that you gained something this morning. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we've closed your word now. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we know just as you was dealing with them, we know what our land has done and our government has brought evil upon its people, accepting things, Father, that is against you, against your word, and brought so much evil upon our people. We need you, Father. We need the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit at work today. Use us, Father. Use all of us that are willing to stand up and to proclaim this word as truth and as a way to live for you. And Father, we pray for Israel, for Jerusalem, that they'll have peace. And even more than that, Father, we pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. In this land of ours, Father, I pray that those that belong to you in this land of ours will all come together one day, work together to bring this land to repentance so it can be healed and our government put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that once again we'll have those in office that are your people, that are people of you, Lord, people of Almighty God, to govern, to control. Now, Father, be with us as we prepare to separate this day. Watch over us. Keep us in health. Keep us in strength. Giving us energy to go forth to share this gospel with someone this day, to help them to come out of darkness into the light. For those, Father, that are young Christians, let us help them to receive strength and knowledge. Father, so that they can grow stronger and stronger, they too can be used in the field of harvest. Because your word tells us that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Father, be with us now. We love you. We love the Lord. We love the Holy Spirit. We praise you, Father. We thank you for all these things that you've given to us so we can have the way of making heaven our home. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, thank you. And it's in that sweet, precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. All right. Have a great day. Continue to walk with God. He'll walk with you. Have a good one.